to you. You're clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin the RF section with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we'll cover the pre-net check-in list and any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before that would like to have an opportunity to check in without any pressure. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. If you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's in Table Rock. Good to have you with us, Andy. K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Melvin. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being here tonight, Bill. KM4RGX, that's Carol, who's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate all of you for using the pre-net check-in capability. And I just refreshed, and that's the last one. So that's the last of the pre-net check-ins. Now we're going to take a little pause for brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure of how the protocol works, may have a question or two, call W4DJW, and we'll get you on the list. Okay, no new hams ready to squeeze that mic button just yet, but we'll keep trying. We'll keep working on that. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix your call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Hey, Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll be in and out tonight.
Okay, starting out the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening is KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. All located in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Rick. Let Lorena and Michelle know we're thinking about them. You guys take care, stay safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4GJW, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, Sierra, Alpha, Foxtrot, Stephen, Lincoln County, Georgia. No traffic.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KM4BLH, that's Kurt, who's over in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, Kurt. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4SAF, that's Stephen in Lincoln, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. You're sounding good as well. You're making the trip just fine. KB2BYQ, That's Dave over in Easley. You're sounding good as usual, Dave. You always sound good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. I see we have an EchoLink station that joined. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4D.
W4DJW. Please check in to Little 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, Jim Simpsonville.
Okay, we had two EchoLink stations, one bugged out. Net control like to recognize KK4LAZ. That's Jim over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You do have very, very low audio, so you might want to look at cranking up your audio or getting closer to the mic or just plain talking louder because it was kind of low. But we got you checked in. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
Okay, and I control like to recognize KN4CHY. That's Keith sounding good from Seneca, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Let's go ahead now and move up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control. Good evening. Please check in November 4, Hotel Charlie Foxtrot. That's N4HCF. This is Paul and Anderson. No traffic and no comments tonight.
Check in sort of out of turn, but I'm going to do my wife's call first. Her call is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. Her name is Nancy, and my name is Mike, and my call is November 4 Uniform Zulu. We down here in the suburbs of Gray Court, and we'll be negative and negative and 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HCF. That's Paul, sounding good from Anderson this evening. Good to have you as night, Paul. Hope you're doing well. And you're not out of turn at all. That's a perp from having an XYL or a significant other that has a call sign that you can check in as well. So that's a perp, Mike. Net Control, I'd like to recognize AF4ET. That's Nancy. And bringing her along is N4UZ, that's Mike. They're over in the suburbs of Gray Court, South Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Mike. Tell Nancy we said hello. Do appreciate you being here. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is Nate. Check in November
4,
Hotel Charlie
Foxtrot. Okay, next I'd like to recognize N8XXQ, Randy from Grainville, Ohio. Do I have that right, Randy?
They don't have my address correction done yet. I don't know why it's taking so long, but yes, that was my previous address, the home I sold about 5-6 years ago now. I live now in Lincolnton, North Carolina, and YL, Brenda, her call is QO Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Oscar, and she's been in the ham community now for about 3 months. And 145, well, Mission Repeater's been having some problems, so I decided to scan around and I bumped into the 661 machine here.
Okay, Randy. Well, we've got you in 8XXQ, address correction, and your XYL, KO4QLO, that's Brenda, from Lincolnton, North Carolina as well. We've got you both checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. We do appreciate you stumbling across our net and taking the time to check in this evening. You do take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here. And although it's 5 years late, welcome to the South. We do have an EchoLink station. We're going to pause for EchoLink stations here for a second. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. This is Tyler. I'm in Mount Pleasant tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4CTW. That's Tyler, who is in normally in Taylor's, but he's in Mount Pleasant this evening. Good to have you this night, Tyler. Hope you enjoy your visit to Mount Pleasant. Take care, stay safe. Any other stations in the Echo Through? One last call. Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Good tonight. I'll try and get in here a little early tonight instead of at the end of the net as I usually come in. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. Dave, no traffic, no comments. Good to hear you, my friend. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, next we'd like to recognize another Saturday night net controller on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That is AK4HR. Mike, sounding fantastic from Simpsonville this evening. Good to have you as Mike. Mike, and appreciate you getting here early this evening. I'm not used to that. That's a welcome surprise. Good to have you here. Take care. Stay safe. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of call that begins with letters I through L. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hi, Dave. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of that. 73. Thanks for calling the net.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be my negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
Have you? Hoping Miss Amy or well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Dave, good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3. DJW. 10, Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. That's KO4, JKV. My name is Duncan, up here in Nashville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to everybody on the net.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at the base of Paris Mountain. Be negative and negative tonight, and thank you for hosting the net.
Okay, that was a really good group, as is usually the case for India Through Lima at the beginning. Net control, like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis, sounding good from Gaffney this evening. Good to have you tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. KK4JFO, that's James. James, you sound good on the radio. Appreciate you being with us tonight. W4ANE, James is from Tuxedo or Zirconia, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, James. You sound good as usual. W4IOE, that's Sid, who runs the 14664 net. 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5 every Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. So be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5 at 8 o'clock. And I'm sure he would enjoy it, and I'm sure you'll have a good time there too. Sid runs a really good net. Stick around afterwards, because sometimes they do the slow scan TV net, and that's always fun as well. They don't always do that, but a lot of times they do that. So stick around for the Slow Scan TV net. You'll enjoy that. Sid, do appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said, hey, you guys take care. Stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounding good? Tell Miss Donna we said hello. One of these nights you're going to have to surprise us and have her check you guys in. I'll do the same thing Walt's doing and encourage you to get the other half to do the checking in once in a while. KO4JKV, that's Duncan. Hey, Duncan, good to have you with us tonight from Asheville, North Carolina. You sounding good. And KE4JRK, that's John, who's at the base of Paris Mountain. John, we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
Hi, Dave. Good evening. Please check in Joe. Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Just playing around, I am actually using a DirecTV satellite dish for an antenna. And I found directions on the internet to modify it for 2 meter hand use, and it appears to be working pretty good. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KY4KYI, that's Tom, who's making it in from downtown Greenville surprisingly well. Tom, you don't have any issue with Greenville being in the shadow of Paris Mountain because you make it in there just as good as anybody that's on here tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You're sounding good. And KK4JD, that's Joe, who is on a satellite dish modified for 2 meters. Joe, it sounds good. Sound like you're... It does sound kind of tinny, like it's a tin can, but it is a dish, and if you've got it pointed right at the repeater, it's doing good. It's doing fantastic. Your signal strength is 100%, right? Full signal strength, and the audio is right there. There's no dropouts or anything. Sounds great. So whatever you found on that converting that dish over to 2 meters, it works because you're sounding good. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep experimenting. That's what we're here for, to have fun. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that likes to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a really good group. We'll go ahead and bump it on up now to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all on the net.
4DJW, do please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, KO4OLK. I'm Steven. I'm down in Pendleton today, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Hey, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative. You sounding good, Dave.
Okay, we've got two of our net controllers in this group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Thursday night net controller, WG4MC. That's Matt over in Greenville. Matt, you're sounding really good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KO4OLK, that's Steven. And he's in Pendleton this evening. Good to have you with us, Stephen. You're sounding good. You're sounding just like you were from Greer. It sounds the same. Good job. Into the repeater. And K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net controller. That's Walt. He's over in Inman. Walt, you're sounding good into the repeater as well. Everybody sounds like they're sitting right next to me tonight. We've got some good propagation for 2 meters this evening. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter suffix of a call that begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm in Campobello tonight. I would also like to check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And we are both negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Okay, lead by example. Net Control would like to recognize KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, who's bringing with her KO4NUE, that's Chad. They're over in Campobello. Sounded good, Anna? Tell Chad we said hello. Bruce, do appreciate you taking the lead there and setting a good example for all of the spouses of ham radio operators, right? Or spouses in a house where there's two ham radio operators. Appreciate you checking in. You and Chad stay safe. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like Anna and Chad have that group to themselves. We're going to go ahead and bump it on up to the Patient group, the Uniform through Zulu group. Station with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters U through Z. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keith and Columbus. Good evening, Dave. Everybody on there, just check me in and out, but I'll be listening on you, sir.
BW. Please check in and out. KI4, ZLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda, up in Asheville.
K4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is to everyone on the net, and thanks, Dave, for calling tonight.
Okay, the patient group was a very patient group this night, this evening. Net control, like to recognize KE4ZHF, that's Keith, who's booming in from Columbus, North Carolina. Usually Keith, he can get in, but not as solid as he was in tonight. So, Keith, you're doing good this evening. KI4VLW, that's Randy over in Asheville. Bring it with him. KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. Randy, it was good seeing you at the Waynesville Ham Fest. I haven't seen you in many, many years. I don't see you at every one of them, so it's good to see you. That's one way to make sure you see everybody is take tickets. That's a pretty cool idea. But anyway, it's been a while since I saw you, so it was good seeing you at the Waynesville Ham Fest. You and Miss Linda, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here this evening. And KX4B, that's Tommy, who is over in Southern Greenville County. K4XB, sorry, Tommy, I got dyslexic on you there. K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. And enjoyed our QSO on the way up to Waynesville. Appreciate you being here. KX4YM, that's Scott. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. And they are over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. You challenge my ability to keep up. You're doing a good job. Talk as fast as you like, but my fingers are flying while you're checking in. And I do appreciate it. You do a very good job, and you sound good. Appreciate you being here tonight. Tell Miss Mary, and Miss Mary, we said hello, and take care, stay safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it on, you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you, Dave.
DJW. Dave, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and good evening to all.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick, over in Penrose, North Carolina. Patrick, I saw your truck go by my house by about half a mile. Not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, I think it was. Anyway, I was doing something. I was on a bridge, so I couldn't jump over to the radio. I would have hollered at you. But anyway, I saw you going up Highway 290 past Greenville Tech on 290, and I was waving at you. Anyway, good to see your APERS call sign moving around on my APERS map. Take care, stay safe. And K1CJW, that is Roland, who is over in Pickens. Good to have you tonight, Roland. You sound good as usual. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is going to be the last call. We don't have any rag chewers. Last call before I secure the formal portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the formal portion of the net, call W4DJW.
Please check in and out. Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR, Brian in Chesney, South Carolina. Over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4BDR. That's Brian sounding good from Chesney. North Carolina, that's North Carolina, right? Is that North Carolina or South Carolina?
That'd be South Carolina, sir. Over.
Okay, I see what it is. You used to be in Forest City, now you're in Chesney. So Forest City is where the North Carolina came from. Okay, it's my fault. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4BDR. That's Chesney from, that's Brian from Chesney, South Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Brian. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. But we don't have any check-ins. So we're going to give one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Yeah, this is KO4NUE. Dave, I'm just going to let you know, today I made a contact with U.S. Lighthouse number 018. And I thought that was really neat to talk to a lighthouse in the Gulf of Mexico. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Well, congratulations on that contact, Chad. That's that is good. Every now and then they have lighthouses on the air events. That might have been what they were having. I don't know. There's so many events. If you ever go to the ARRL calendar, contest event calendar, you'll see that there's just all kinds of good stuff out there going on. But sometimes you can just get lucky and hit a lighthouse like that. That's pretty cool when you do that. Sometimes there'll be like the Highway 1 that cuts across the United States. They've got things going on that. They've got just all kinds of events like that around the globe. It's not just in the United States either. It's worldwide. So congratulations on that contact. That's a good one. That's a postcard. When you get that QSL card back, that's one to put on the wall. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Sunday nights. And don't forget, before that, check in with Sid on 146.64 with appeal tone 91.5. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
4DJW, KF4DOS.
Hey, Gary, do I need to amend my net report?
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm late getting in here. Go ahead and check me and Joy in, KI4DOS and K3JOY. I'm sorry I was so late getting in here, Dave.
Hey, no problem with that. I'd like to amend it to make it go up and tell Joy she is the door prize winner. The KI4DOS Wednesday night door prize winner for Saturday night. Tonight, because she is number 50. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Net Control would like to recognize KF4DOS Gary and K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley, and Joy makes number 50 this evening. And I will amend my net report. Appreciate it, Gary. W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Hey, Dave. Well, like again, I'm sorry I was so late getting in here, but had other things on my mind. You know how that goes sometimes. But hope you and Amy have a great weekend, what's left of it, and glad that we got the numbers in on the net tonight. Y'all take care and have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. W4DJ, WKI4DOS.
Hey, go ahead.
This is Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, Fred, K4RM, and Mary, N4MRY. We're in Hendersonville, North Carolina tonight. Check us in and out.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4RM, that's Fred, and N4MRY, that's Miss Mary, up in North Carolina this evening, not down in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Fred. Tell Miss Mary we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here. I'll amend my net report. You guys make number 51 and 52. W4DJW clear.
DJW.
Go ahead, W4DJW. Go ahead.
Mentioned how I was coming into the repeater from the location in Pendleton as compared to Greer, so I looked it up. In Greer, I was 32.6 miles east of the repeater. In Pendleton, I've moved 29.8 miles south of the repeater, so I'm almost the same distance, just a different direction.
And there is a possibility south of the repeater, or southwest, or even south or southwest, there's a possibility that you line up with a chunk of dirt between you and the repeater. It's to the east, not so much, because it kind of flattens out. From the mountains, it kind of flattens out going to the east. But going south and southwest, there's a few mountains around there that you could get behind. So you're doing good.
It's interesting. I need to figure out one of these times how you mentioned before how you can use Google Earth and look at an elevation. I've poked at it a few times, but I haven't figured that out yet. Maybe I'll go back and revisit that.
Yeah, you drop a pin in both locations and then connect the pins with a line, and then go to the line over and give the line a name when you draw a line between the two pins, and then go to the navigator over on the left and right-click on the line, whatever you called it, and go down to give me a cross-sectional view of the Earth right here on this line, and it'll do it. I don't know what they call it. I forget what it is, but what it is, but just look at all the options and look at the one that's closest to, it's called a right mouse context pop-up window when you right-click on the name that you gave the line. And just look at those options. One of those will be, it'll insinuate that they're going to give you a cross-section of the Earth where that line is. And that'll tell you if there's any dirt between you and the repeater.
Check that out sometime here. Okay, thank you. Had KO4OLK clear.
All right, Stephen, and good experimenting. You're doing good. W4DJW clear.
For OIM, KO4NUE.
NUE, K4OIM. Good evening, Chad.
I gotta ask, man, how you like them Virginia peaches?
Left. Man, that's the best peaches I ever ate. They must not have been quite right when you purchased them up there, Chad, but man, them things are good. I ain't got but one left. I just now finished one up, and I had to wash my arms and my face off. I had juice all over me.
Because
I couldn't hardly stand them.
How about those chocolate cookies? You eat the chocolate cookies yet?
Oh, I said, man, there was two chocolate cookies in there he didn't tell me about. She said, Daddy, boy, I'm sitting here wishing I had a big chocolate cookie. I didn't tell her I still had one. I saved it for my coffee this morning, Chad. The way I figure it, they sneak off and go to McDonald's and Zaxby's and don't bring me none back. I can either have a chocolate cookie. Did Anna bake those?
Item, and there was a couple left on the stove, so I snatched them when I came over here to visit with you, but I don't blame you, Walt. I wouldn't give them one either. If they don't bring me nothing back from Zaxby's, I'd eat it with my coffee, too.
And called me to check on me a while ago. Back before I retired, well, I had already retired, but I was working for a guy running an excavator up there in Landrum. He paid me more under the table than I was making working cash money. And I worked for this guy, and he got to where I don't know if he's that sick or he just likes to sue people. He sues whoever, everywhere he's worked, he's got hurt and sued. But he's the one that moved my camper over here when my daughter bought this place. And he's a pretty decent mechanic. That's what he did for the company when I was running the excavator, is it? Worked on the heavy equipment. But he said he'd come up here Monday or Tuesday and said he'd slide under there and put that freeze plug in. I put a gallon of water in it today, and I put a tarp down. It's already jacked up. I slid up under there. And it was running down underneath the left exhaust manifold. But there was enough room for me to get my fingers behind the manifold and feel of the freeze plug. And the freeze plug did not have a hole in it. There wasn't any water running out of it. It was running down the flange on the block where the oil pan is. So I just put one finger on that flange and ran my finger up the oil pan, and the water was running down my elbow, and I got up there to the left motor support. It's the freeze plug behind the motor support. Mark said all he would have to do is take the one bolt out of the motor mount, jack the motor up on its side, and take the two bolts out of the motor support, and get the freeze plug out and put the other one in. So he said he's going to try to get up here Monday after lunch or Tuesday to get it in. KO4NUE K4 OIM.
Hope it works out, Walt. I know it's frustrating having a vehicle in the yard, can't go nowhere and do anything. But I know you've been fighting with that thing for a while. But while I got you on here, I got a high frequency question or antenna question. I was wondering maybe you could help me with.
Chad.
Got a Yaesu 991, and I got a W5GI, mystery antenna, and all the contacts that I'm able to make are in one direction. In other words, South America, Australia, Western United States. But I'm not able to really get north and south. And I don't know, I mean, maybe I need to change the direction of the antenna, or maybe that's just what I gotta accept. So that's my first question, is directionally, does that sound about right? And then the second question I have is, I'm having a difficult time hearing some stations, and I realize that they may be just too far off for me to hear, but is it gonna be better for me to set my antenna up in an inverted V direction, or do I need to set it up as kind of like a flat top? Any advice there?
Direction you got it in now, Chad?
Northwest. Yeah, northwest direction. Well,
that thing radiates off the side. Like, I've got this, both my 80 and 40 meter dipoles up. They're running north and south. So I'm able to work stations out west and to the east across over toward Europe. And, if you can get it in a flat top elevation, if you can get it up the center and the ends up at least 35 feet, I would definitely leave it in a flat top configuration over the inverted V. And I don't know much about that mystery antenna. Dave W4DJW, I know he's proud of him. He keeps one or two spares. He might could help you out with that question more than I can, Chad. But I don't know much about that 991A. Does it have preamps on it?
Well, I'm honestly not experienced enough yet to know. I know I can put out 100 watts, and I have on the receive side, I have an IPO mode, an amp 1 and an amp 2, where I can boost the signal coming in to try to pick out things that are in the weeds a little bit. but I don't think it does walk.
That IPO switch is amp 1, amp 2, and amp, I've got amp 1, amp 2, and amp 3 on this at 50. That amplifies the incoming signal, and that weak signal you're picking up could be coming off of the ends of the antenna. Ideally, I'd like to have an antenna up, one running north and south and one east and west. And I've probably got the trees here to do it with. I just have to get some more coax. But I'm satisfied with what I'm doing on 80 and 40 meters with it running north and south. But if I was going to try to work DX on 2015 and 10. I definitely want one running north and north south and one east and west. And now a vertical, like I got this Hustler 4-band trap vertical over here, it covers 40 through 10. And you can get 80 meter add-on, but everybody tells me it ain't worth it. The only problem with the vertical, it really picks up noise. It's a lot more noisier than a dipole or a beam. I want to get, see, I got a Cushcraft A3 tri-bander here. I want to get it together. I've had it together two or three times and just never did have nothing to put it on. And now I got that tripod and I got the tower. But I'm going to put the tri-bander on the tower and I'm going to try to get me a 2-meter beam up there at Shelby, K4OIM Friday.
Guys doubled the whole time. It was almost exactly start and end. It was double.
Explain to him about that mystery antenna.
So, Walt, you went out just a little bit, but not much. I did hear what you were saying about the FCC and the CB manufacturers, but I didn't get all of it. Anyway, you're doing a great job, Walt. You're telling him exactly what, I mean, you can't expect HF to sound like FM, but you're going to find out that the more you learn as time goes by and the more you're able to tune your setup, the better that HF is going to sound. And you can tune, there's a lot of things you can do to tune it. You can do what Walt said. Let me make sure I'm not doubling with somebody. W4DJW, I'm not. So there's a lot of things that you can do to make sure that, or to improve the quality. The first thing is tune to that frequency, right? If something doesn't sound good, the first thing I'll do is I'll put it on the tuner and tune it. As soon as you tune it, it's going to sound a whole lot better. We're just tuning it. If you do have two antennas that are 90 degrees to each other, especially if it's a dipole, and they're 90 and they're flat top dipoles, like I had a super loop and a mystery antenna, and I made them 90 degrees, as much 90 as I could. If it didn't sound good on one antenna, I could flip the antenna switch over to the other one, and it sounded good on the other one, right, and vice versa. Because you got to get in that lobe that Walt was telling about. Walt was telling you they radiate off to their side. That's where you get two major lobes off of a dipole, one going perpendicular to the dipole in one direction and one going perpendicular in the other direction. So if your wire is going north to south, then you're going to hear people east to west. If your wire is going east to west, you're going to hear people north to south. So that's your best bet, is to get two of them and have an antenna switch and switch between them. That covers all four quadrants. But then tuning it, right, makes it sound better too. It comes in a whole lot better once it's tuned. Because when you're just scrolling around looking and you're hearing something, you're trying to tune it with a VFO, that's one type of tuning. But tuning it with your antenna tuner and making it match will make it sound better as well. There's different filters that you can put on, right? You can turn filters on and off. You can make narrow filters or wide filters, and different filters work better for different people's ears. So you can find out your radios have a wide filter setting and a narrow. You can chop off the lows if you don't like them. You can chop off the highs. You can put all the lows and the highs in there. But you're going to find out, Chad, that the more you do it, you're going to find out there's more and more variables, and those variables get more and more complex, but you use them more and more, and you get more comfortable with them as time goes on, and you'll become a master of tuning in those hard-to-hear stations after a while. I know that's not a whole lot of comfort right now, but if you stick with it long enough, it's going to get a whole lot better. W4DJW.
You and Walt, I'm sorry I doubled with you, Walt, but I get better every day. It's just, I'm a lot less frustrated than I was 3 weeks ago. So I'm able to make contacts, and I'm very satisfied with that. And I have learned to tune the radio a lot, and it's just difficult for me to understand the directions in the manual sometimes. So I just, you know, do what works, and that's what I'm doing right now. But I appreciate the advice, and I'll try to get that flat top, see if I can make some changes there. But while I doubled, or Dave even won, my third question was, so I submitted an application to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, to be a Mars affiliate. And if I'm understanding, if I'm accepted, I'm pretty sure they're going to assign me two additional characters to go with my call sign. And I'm not too sure I'm satisfied with that, because now that's going to put my call sign at 8 characters. So my question is, can I use my 6 character call sign, or am I required to use the full 8 characters if I'm not on a Mars frequency? You understand what I'm saying?
You want to take that, Walt, or you want me to?
You better take that one, Dave. I'm not into that Mars.
Okay. I'm not a whole lot into Mars either, but your amateur radio license is good for exactly what you studied for and your band plan that you studied. as it is without Mars modification whatsoever. So you can continue to use your band, your call sign, like you're using it today on the amateur radio frequencies outside of Mars. You don't have to add any extras to it, right? You can if you want to. It doesn't hurt. Some people do. You'll hear people doing that, but it's not a requirement. But if you're going outside of the amateur band, yeah, you better be using it, right? Or otherwise you're going to get somebody that's going to contact you and they're going to walk you down the band till you get back into, they're not going to, they may look you up first. I don't know, but I know just to avoid any issues, it's better to, if you're operating outside of the regular, the normal amateur, not the Mars band, not the Mars frequencies. If you're operating regular amateur radio frequencies, don't worry about it. If you're operating outside of them, yeah, worry about it. Use all of it just to reduce confusion.
The thing I want to do is make Walt mad with eight call sign characters. I wouldn't want to make him upset at me, so I'm glad you clarified that.
To the DX station.
You'll be fine, Chad. Just go with your... go with your gut feeling. You're thinking about all the right questions, and that's what's important, right, is knowing what questions to ask, and you're figuring that out, and you're doing it very quick. So I don't think you'll have any problems.
Thanks for helping with that, and you have a good night, sir, and, well, thank you for helping with too, and I'm glad you enjoyed the peaches, because I sure did not. But if you got juice all over your face and they're running down your arms, then I guess that was a good deal. So it's KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final walk. And Dave, you have a nice night, sir. Thank you for being net manager and helping the younger guys. That means a lot. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
One thing that would help you out would be for you to build your own 80-meter dipole. There's nothing to it but one piece of wire cut in the middle with an insulator in it. If you ain't got insulators, I got the bukus of them. And run it 90 degrees to what you run in your mystery antenna, if possible. And my 950's got two HF antenna jacks on back of it. But yours has probably got you've probably got two, but one's HF and one's VHF. You may have three, counting you. I think you can go on UHF. But you've only got one HF jack back there. I can give you the insulators, and I'll even throw in a MFJ two-position antenna switch where you can switch back and forth between the two antennas. I'll help you all I can, Chad. That's what we're here for. So with that, I'll say 7-3s, and I'm fixing to cut the lights out and wobble up there to the house and probably try to stay awake to watch the 11 o'clock news. And with that, I'll say 7-3s to you, Chad. W4, DJW, are you still in there?
I am W4DJW. Go ahead.
Comment. I've been confused about my net on Tuesday night. After I closed the net out, I have a bunch of people coming back in after I've closed the net asking me all kind of technical questions. Some of them I can't answer. So this past Tuesday night, when I started the net, I made an announcement that after the net, I was going to hold a round table. And, well, we've been doing that the last about a month. And I don't get out of the shack down here at 12 or 12:30 at night. And I even have extras coming in there asking questions. I wish there's more people that was more knowledgeable about this. I know nothing about computers, and I have them asking me about computers. I finally ordered the book, Computers for Dummies, and I'm studying that thing now. And I really enjoyed it. I ain't in a hurry to get out of here and get to bed. Either I'll call the net. And it's been really, really interesting. So that's all I got to say from that. I'm going to get on up there and go to bed. So W4DJWK4OIM, I'll be clear on your final day.